Welcome to Momstown 365 and our Ask the Expert series. Welcome. Today I have ASAP Drain Guys and Plumbing. Joining me is Hack, the general manager, and James from the operations section, the operations manager. So welcome, guys.
Hi, hello. Mary. How are you?
Hi, Mary.
Great. Good to have you. Okay, so give me a background on ASAP Drain Guys and Plumbing. How you started, when you started, et cetera.
Well, ASAP started in 2001. When we first initially started, one-man operation, of course, and we grew so fast, and we basically stand by our name, ASAP, fast and quick service. And it quickly grew to multiple trucks within the first year, and we've been growing ever since. At the moment, we have 56 employees, and of course, 35 techs on the road. And
so
growing,
What really sets us apart is the most interesting is our namesake. Most people, when you think of calling a plumber, they're going to ask you to make an appointment, and that might be the next day or 2 days later. It's our priority to make sure that we get there the same day, which may or may not seem like it's a big deal.
Oh, it's a big deal. But trust me.
To us, it's the ultimate priority. And we make sure that we enforce that with our dispatch operations team and with our technicians that are on the road. So we streamline our operation to make sure that we can respond as quick as possible. And we try to offer the best value that we possibly can. We're competitively priced. Our service technicians are polite. And, you know, as well as our dispatch operators.
Yeah, so full disclosure, I've utilized your services for years, and I have vacation rentals. So when the bathtub is backing up, the water heater needs it shut down. This has happened to me.
You don't want to wait 2 days.
No, so I call and I say, I need someone ASAP.
Yes, same day service.
Same day.
That is our... Yeah. Motto, same day service, if not within an hour or two.
Yeah.
Depending on where the technicians are, we'll get someone out to you as quickly as by ASAP.
Yes.
We say same day, but our standard is 2 hours. We don't always make that 2 hour mark, but that's what we try to respond to.
Yeah, but when, you know, we're Momstown and we have been doing this since 2002, Heather and I. Moms refer. So if you're having a technician go to a home in a timely fashion to fix her garbage disposal, to unclog a drain, to whatever thing that she needs done, she's going to tell someone about that.
Yeah.
Right?
We it's interesting because when we look at the – I handle a lot of the marketing and the analytics and the data, and the demographic is from – 25 to 54, and it's 54% women, females, that actually call us.
Oh, I think so.
Which doesn't sound, I mean, 54%, it's almost split even, but there's obviously the majority there. And that's a lot of single moms or moms in general, or even some of our professionally managed real estate clients. That's who controls the majority of that demographic.
Yeah,
so we respond very well to that.
Oh, and I have testified to that as well. So Momstown is a national and sometimes international podcast.
Sure.
You guys serve Southern California areas. So what does that include?
We cover all of San Diego County. So from the border all the way up through to the Temecula Valley, we'll service the southern part of Riverside County.
Okay.
So when you talk about Temecula, Marietta, Menifee, like Elsinore, we're out there. And we'll also go into Orange County.
Wow.
We have some projects that we work on in Orange County. But in terms of service maintenance and repair calls, a lot of our heavy activities in San Diego County.
Okay. So let's say a mom is listening to this interview and they are not in your service areas. What's the best advice you'd give them for choosing a plumber in her own area? What should she be aware of?
So I would say for, and Hack can chime in on this one as well. For us, I'd say you definitely want to make sure that they're responding in a timely fashion, which is what we pride ourselves on. And we pride ourselves on offering the best value, which doesn't necessarily mean that we're the least expensive. We're also not the most expensive, but we're very competitively priced. We respond very quick, and we always make sure that we provide a follow-up or follow-up in general with our customers that, with respect to the job.
And, of course, our technicians are very courteous and they interact with customers and clients real well. So yeah. that's a plus. A lot of customers give us good feedback with our technicians and our dispatch service.
Yeah. It's one thing to go out there and fix the problem, whether it's a drain or if it's a major plumbing issue. But we actually take the time and say, here's what the situation is. This is what you're looking at. And these are the options. This is a fix and this is a solution. This is our recommendation. And this is going to really add value to, you know, your plumbing system or to your drains or whatever the case is. And our technicians take that time to really consult with our customers.
Well, I remember recently my tankless water heater just shut down, yeah. Needed to be flushed. Mm-hmm. So I had one of your technicians come out and he explained to me what needed to be done.
Correct.
And I said, okay. He goes, all right, would you like me to, you know, work on the water heater? I'm like, yeah. I need that. But it struck me that he was so polite.
Yeah.
He wasn't presumptuous. He wasn't like, here, let me just do it. He told me exactly, this is what it's going to cost. This is how long it's going to take me. Because the solution has to go through. He really was detailed about explaining it.
It's a real consultative approach.
Yes.
And we've implemented that in the onboarding and training with all of our technicians. Actually, with all of our staff. But we believe that that's what really distinguishes us from a lot of the other plumbers out there.
Well, it's definitely more thorough. And I'll make another comment from my experience. I used to have home warranties on both my properties.
Correct.
Well, my standard water heater sprung a leak, so I had to get a new one. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, I have this home warranty, I'll use this. I would call that plumber that was designated. Mm-hmm. It took me 8 hours to get someone to answer the phone.
Wow.
It was crazy.
It's funny you say that, because to speak to that point, a few years back, we've made some changes to our operations to where some of the most common feedback we get from other plumbers in the industry, not just our market, is, you know, 4 o'clock, 4:30, you can call and no one's going to answer.
Oh, absolutely.
So we've actually established operations for dispatch from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. And even if we're not going to make it out there to fix the water heater or whatever the issue may be that day or that evening, because there's after hours rates, we can gather enough information to schedule that job first thing in the morning. And that just gives us the ability to respond as quickly and efficiently to our customers' needs.
Well, and another thing, I'm not going to mention any names, of course, but when a technician arrives and they say, well, I don't have all the parts I need, mm-hmm. That's frustrating and disappointing.
Correct.
And yeah. I've not experienced that with you guys.
We typically try to keep as much stock as we can on our vehicle. Of course, you can't have everything under the sun, because otherwise you'd be driving around in a semi. But we carry the items that are necessary for that area or location that we work with parts that are normally used, faucets, shower valves, or whatever.
All right. Okay, guys, thanks so much for coming in and letting us know about ASAP Drain Guys and Plumbing. Put this phone number in your phone, 760-689-2727. That's 760-689-ASAP.